DPS highlights Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Texas Border Business, Austin. Throughout January, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, is reminding Texans to be vigilant and educate themselves about the dangers of human trafficking as part of Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Protecting vulnerable Texans starts with all of us paying attention and speaking up when something doesn't feel right, said Criminal Investigations Division Chief Floyd Goodwin. It is always better to report a concern and have it turn out to be nothing than to stay silent and miss a critical chance to intervene. When Texans trust their instincts and share what they see, they help save lives and stop traffickers in their tracks. Human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion in any type of labor exploitation or commercial sex act, or when an individual under the age of 18 is involved in commercial sex. It can happen to anyone, anywhere, and it occurs in every state, every day, and often goes unnoticed by communities. DPS is charged with the overall direction of the state's human trafficking enforcement efforts. Through its human trafficking program, special agents within the department's Criminal Investigations Division, CID, work with local, state, and federal agencies in Texas and other states to identify, investigate, disrupt, and/or dismantle major human trafficking organizations. DPS special agents focus efforts to combat human trafficking by utilizing a victim-centered approach, which places equal importance and value on the identification, recovery, safety, and stabilization of victims in addition to the investigation and prosecution of traffickers. From September 1 to August 31, 2025, DPS special agents recovered 119 human trafficking victims and arrested an additional 690 suspects on human trafficking-related charges. Public awareness is critical to preventing and combating human trafficking, as these operations are often masked as legitimate businesses in obvious areas. Traffickers tend to prey on the vulnerabilities of high-risk populations, like those experiencing homelessness, juvenile runaways, historical or active drug users, individuals with difficult or abusive home lives, and individuals with language barriers or a reason to want to avoid law enforcement personnel. DPS reminds Texans to remain observant of their communities and take note of the following possible indicators of human trafficking. A person appears to be under the control of another person, either physically, someone else controls the person's possessions, i.e., ID, money, phone, or psychologically, little to no eye contact, unable to speak for themselves or unable to make simple decisions without approval. A person has little to no awareness of their surroundings, including where they are or where they are headed. A person has an untreated illness or infection, visible injuries, or appears malnourished or sleep-deprived. A person's clothing is inappropriate for the weather or environment, or is dressed in a manner that does not appear age-appropriate or makes them appear older. A person is being transported to and from work by their employer. A person lives where they work or works excessively long or unusual hours. A person's workplace has security measures that are unusual or excessive for the type of business, i.e., boarded or opaque windows, excessive security cameras. The presence of an indicator does not confirm the occurrence of human trafficking, however, the combination and context of indicators may indicate human trafficking, pending law enforcement investigation. You are encouraged to report it. If you see signs of human trafficking, call 911. Immediately to report it and be ready to give as many details as possible. You can also make a report on iWatch Texas or call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text Be Free to 233,733. Remember, do not endanger yourself or others by intervening or confronting someone you suspect of engaging in human trafficking. HQ 2026-001. Texas DPS.